Hi, my name is Promise Joshua, and I'm excited to bring you the word for the week. Now, there's a very important passage I found out in scripture that I want to share with you. It's in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 5. Now, here's what it says. It says, "Will thou set thy eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven." Wait a minute. "For riches certainly make themselves wings." Why would riches make themselves wings when we actually work for them? The Bible did advise us to work diligently so we can be rich. But then the Bible also advises us in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 4, that we should not overlabor ourselves to be rich. So how can we marry this statement? Because if the Bible is telling us to be diligent so that we can become rich, and then the Bible is also telling us that riches can get wings and fly away, leaving us stranded. Now, I found out from this scripture that money is a good friend, but a wicked spouse. Money can divorce anyone, anytime, any day, without prior notification or necessary arrangements. When I dug deep to understand what strategy is given to the believer or to anybody on the planet to help mitigate this kind of occurrence or this kind of event, if it happens to you, all right? And the Bible answered that question in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, 1 and 2. It says, "Cast your bread upon the waters, and after many days you will find them." It said, "Give a portion to seven, and ye to eight, for you know not what evil will come upon the earth." So we are advised, based on scripture, to learn how to multiply our money. Because if you have just $10,000, for instance, that $10,000 can leave your hands, just like the Bible said. So how can you multiply this $10? You have to learn how to diversify the $10,000 and spread them into several assets, so that any time in the day, if one asset decides to get wings and fly away, you are left with the remaining assets. I hope this word blessed you. And if it did, I would like you to give this page a like, a follow, and then drop your comments on what did bless you. Have a wonderful time.